I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Violence broke out last week between the Taliban and local resistance forces in Afghanistan. Now, the fighting revolves around the Panjshir Valley, a place of rugged terrain north of Kabul. Meanwhile, many Afghan Christians are trying to flee the country. The Taliban seeks to implement a hardline Islamic rule in Afghanistan. Brian Dennett of AMG International tells us,
many Christians have actually identified themselves in their national ID program as Christians. So it's made it even easier for the Taliban to identify who they are. They are literally being hunted down.
AMG has mobilized teams along a border with a neighboring country to receive these refugees. And you can help provide food, shelter, clothing, and hope for them. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And when Jesus taught, he always used words and examples that people listening to him would understand. It's important for those teaching about Jesus today to use the same tactics as Denise Godwin of International Media Ministries.
It's going to be Jesus Christ and the hope that is in the resurrection, but how are we going to communicate that in this culture? What story is going to really capture people's attention? One simple example might be some of our partners in Lebanon are doing feeding opportunities, you know, where they feed families in need, but they'll feed anyone. They'll feed any religion that comes to them with a physical need for food. They're giving them food, like the word of God is the bread of life.
So when talking about faith, be sure to always approach from a place of hope.
Hope is one of the biggest things out there when you look at movies and things that get really popular. It's hope.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.